So very nice to be here. This is my first time teaching the Saturday meditation group. I'm Venerable Gianerotto. I've been based down at Bodhnyana since about 2006. Ajahn Brahm's given me a few different teaching assignments. I've been doing the Karnat Prison Meditation Group for about 7 years, and more recently been doing the Armidale Group. Often both sort of beginner meditators, and I might say now that everyone's here, still more people coming in, but anyone who's here for the beginners meditation group, and that's happening next door with Bianca, so if you want to pop over there, that's a good, I guess if you are going to that, you'll know what it's all about. And I did a weekend retreat recently, April, over at Jhana Groves. That was a bit of interesting too. But this is the first time I've done the Saturday meditation group, and I suspect all of you are mostly at least have a medium level of experience. You've probably got a regular practice, I hope. Daily practice is always a good thing. All right. A few people go. Okay, I'm just still waiting for people to come and go, but it looks like we're all here, I think. So today I was going to talk specifically about looking a little bit closer at one of the five hindrances. So you're probably all familiar with the five hindrances. If you're not, you should be. Always good to have a sort of basis in the theory as well as the practice. So for the five hindrances, we have the central desire, the ill will, the sloth and torpor, restlessness and worry, and doubt. And I thought I'd particularly look today at the fourth hindrance, restlessness. Restlessness, and it's often translated as restlessness and worry, or restlessness and remorse. I'm not much of a Pali scholar, so I don't know which is the better, but I'll talk about it all, actually. Everything from the basic thinking mind that we're all very familiar with as experienced meditators. We're often wondering how to switch it off, make it settle down, calm down, so we can enjoy nice present moment awareness, silence in the mind, the stillness. As with all these things, they have a cause, and there's a cause for them to fade away. The Buddha talks about, gives a simile of the slave driver. This restlessness and worry, restlessness and remorse, these are things that just send us here and there, say, do this, do that, not that way, this way, not that way. And that's just par for the course with the untrained mind. And then to be free of that, the Buddha said that you'll be filled with gladness and joy when finally you're released from slavery and you can do your own thing. And when we do our own thing in meditation, we do nothing. The thinking switches off. We stop making our shopping lists. We don't worry about all those things we think we're responsible for in the past. We don't worry about what's going to come tomorrow. Just settles down, the mind becomes calm, and we enjoy the peace and relaxation of at the very least, the silent mind. You take it deeper, and obviously, as you become more focused in the present moment, and the thinking settles down, and you can take up a meditation object. Doesn't really matter which you take up, but in any case, these five hindrances are something to be abandoned, regardless of what kind of meditation object we have, whether we're doing body sweeping or meta meditation. I guess if you're doing a bit of meta, you still have thoughts there, but they're directed thoughts, and they're can give way to sort of the feeling stage of meta, where there's no sort of restlessness and we're peaceful. And at the end of the day, the way we allow it all to cease is to learn to relax, to say, well, you know, that's not that important. You stop giving value to the thoughts, because a lot of what keeps the restlessness going is the value you put in it. You think that, wow, you know, I have to think about this. I have to put some effort into, you know, making sure things don't go wrong, that I have to remember to do this, do that. But when we sit down in meditation, none of that's important. It's just not important anymore. And as you withdraw the importance, the mind becomes relaxed. And I found in my practice that there's not really any time in the meditation when you need to stop relaxing. It's more like stages of deepening relaxation. I imagine you've all read the basic method of meditation, which is Ajahn Brahm's sort of short pamphlet on how to get into the really deep meditations, like the jhanas, that sort of thing. But the way you sort of find your way in, to sort of feel your way in, is to just relax, and you can let all of the worries of the day just dissipate. And maybe, I know some people suffer a bit from anxiety, probably a lot of people these days, and I guess that's in a way more pronounced form of restlessness and worry. It can be quite difficult to deal with, but I still think this practice of being able to just dissipate that, even in with, you know, quite strong emotions, you can sort of let that go, and it might become still, and the heart rate drops. Breathing becomes regular and smooth, and you start to feel good. You have that happiness and joy when the anxiety just fades away, and you're feeling so relaxed and happy. And as I said, I've been doing this for a while. I've been at the monastery for a long time, and I was even here for a while before I ordained, and I can, you see the change over the years, that mind just inclines towards that stillness and lets go of the thoughts to disturb the mind. I know Ajahn Brahm once gave a talk that I remember quite a while back, and he was talking about the antidote to restlessness and remorse, restlessness and worry, restlessness and remorse. That was contentment. He said that contentment is the way that it ends. We always talk about the phenomenon in Buddhism, the causes for something to arise, the causes for something to cease. And this idea of just having contentment this relaxed contentment, relaxation, contentment. That's how this ends. And the way to do that is just by sitting here and putting value on that relaxation. This is what you want to do. This is important. It's more important than whatever happened in the past or what might happen in the future. So, yeah. So I guess today, when we have our session of meditation, you can choose any object you like. You can sit here and do metta. You can do breath meditation. You can do body sweeping, all that sort of stuff. But the main thing is just to recognize when the mind relaxes, and to give yourself some encouragement when that happens. And just to see the contentment develop over time. Sajjan Brahm says, you know, this is good enough, this is good enough, this is good enough. JR's good enough. We don't get Ajahn Brahm this weekend, but at least we've got JR. Could be worse. And I have to say, it's very nice to be back here at Nollamara. It's a very peaceful place. You might be in the middle of the suburbs here, but it's pretty quiet. Not much going on with the rain pattering down outside. So it's a very nice sort of energy here. You can just let go and be peaceful. And at least one of the hindrances subsides. Maybe all of them. We'll see how we go. So those are a few words I'd like to start with. It's quite a general idea. It's not so much a specific practice as a way of just a way of deepening things to get you closer to that stillness. Okay, so I haven't done this before, so those are a few words on the meditation. I just wonder, how do we go? We normally just have a sort of 45-minute sit or so, and then afterwards we'll have some questions, is that right? Do we have overseas questions as well? Or not today? Oh, okay, so it'll just be this group here. So I hope you have a really nice meditation, and you can tell me all about it when we're finished. So thank you. Okay, so first things to do, as usual, is just get comfortable. Make sure your clothes aren't biting into you. You've got a nice posture there that you can maintain for a while. I have to admit, I usually sit in a chair, so when this goes out to the world, I apologize if I need to squirm a bit. That's okay. Okay. All right, that's it. Let's relax. Just remember to relax. Feel the stress dissipate. Smoke on the breeze. Just allow the relaxation to deepen. And more and more contentment. More and more peace. More and more calm. Just a couple of minutes left. Now's the time just to reflect on the experience that's passed. How did it go? How do you feel? Okay, so well done. You know, now stretch your legs, whatever you need to do. Get comfortable again, and we'll take some questions. Okay, so you're all looking pretty blissed out, so that's good. Much nicer in here than outside, I think. Everyone happy? Anything that's on your mind? Hello? What's... you're asking how can you determine what the best method of meditation is for yourself? Try a few different techniques. We did that reflection at the end of the meditation. This is something that Ajahn Brahm's been doing all the time that I've known him. At the end of the meditation, just to spend a couple of minutes reviewing the meditation, what worked and what didn't, what difficulties you had. Sometimes it's good to pair the meditation object with any particular difficulties that you're actually having. So perhaps if anger or ill will or grumpiness is there, you can try some metta meditation. For some people, body sweeping works quite well, simply because it's a very easy way to meditate. It's not basically anyone can do that. They can just direct attention to different parts of the body. So if you find that metta or watching the breath is difficult, body sweeping can help. I'd just say experiment and see what works for you. Yeah. Okay. Last chance. Okay, should we pay respects to the Buddha Dhamma Sangha and we'll go have a cup of tea, and then me and Chagra will look after the Kalyana Mitta group tonight, which will be meeting at 5:00. Okay.